A few weeks ago here on the Afternoons program, we spoke with a couple of intrepid locals who were heading off to Cambodia. Writer Dr. Catherine Sperling and artist Margaret Hadfield were travelling there to interview and paint Australian-born Geraldine Cox. Her orphanage has transformed hundreds upon hundreds of lives in that war-torn country. Well, the three have met. They're together in Cambodia this morning, their time, and on the line with me. Catherine Sperling, hello to you.
Hello, Genevieve. How are you?
Very well. Tell me where you are right now.
Sorry?
Tell me where you are right now.
Right now, I'm sitting in the office of the Sunrise Children's Village outside Phnom Penh.
Can you describe the scene at the orphanage to me?
I think it's been a mind-blowing situation. I will never be the same again. We spent a day here yesterday. The faces are just unbelievable. These children have been through the most traumatic experiences, ones that we can't even imagine. And they smile. They smile and they just love you. They just want to be with you, and they sort of hang on to you. And it's just, if I can relate a small story, in fact, last night, there is a young lass here who was sold twice by her family. She was sold to beg, and then she was resold, and then she was resold, and she was then brought back to her family, and then they resold her again. And this time they decided they would burn her with acid to make her more appealing as a beggar. So this young girl has lost an eye, she has lost her ear, and she still tries to smile, but she puts her face down. Unfortunately, I have a stress fracture, so I have a cane at the moment, and I was walking to Geraldine's car, and just doing a bit of a hobble, and the next thing I felt was this small hand come up around my forearm to try to help me. And I turned around, and it was her. And she, this little girl, is just, you know, I just lost it.
Yes.
I totally lost it.
It just epitomises both the hope and the suffering of the country, doesn't it?
It's just, I mean, this girl has, I mean, she has her spirit, but she has, you know, to come and try to give me assistance, and this poor girl is desperately in need of cosmetic surgery, of a new eye and a new ear. And she was just thinking of me because I had a slightly sore foot. And I just, you know, it's just amazing. The children here are just, you just are never the same again.
Tell me about meeting Geraldine. How did she strike you when you first saw each other?
She refers to it, so apparently some people refer to her as the fat lady with red hair, a silly hairstyle, who is just too big for her own britches. Spending an hour with Geraldine is an experience. Spending a day, and this is our second day, I'm utterly exhausted. She never stops, but Margaret can tell you about that. She's been trying to stretch her. She is a woman with an enormous heart, and the children were arriving back from New Year, and they just all run up to her and grab her. This is over 100 children arriving yesterday from their various families because they've been, it's like our Christmas, basically they go home to their own villages. And they just run up to Big Mum, as they call her, and grab her, and their faces is totally lit up. And she knows them all by name. She knows all their stories. And then they rush off to the girls' dormitory or the boys' dormitory or have a meal. She's never still. She's an amazing Australian.
Catherine, you wanted to write about inspiring women, people with vision and determination. What strikes you most forcefully about how Geraldine is living her life in Cambodia?
She epitomises what we really, we unfortunately tend to believe wealth is material things. And Geraldine says she has wealth of a different kind. And until you sit here and you see all these children running up to her and saying, hum, big mum, you then realise what she means. She doesn't have any value in material assets. She just goes from benefit to benefit trying to raise money for the children. Because both of these children, they aren't orphans. She has a family of six here. There's families who, a father, we met another family yesterday, a father who'd been blown up with a landmine he couldn't see. So his wife went out and she's working on a construction zone and she gets 60 cents a week.
A day.
A day, 60 cents a day. And her two little girls are brought here, and they spend their time here. And they go back, you know, when they can afford to go, but it's not very often. So they aren't orphanages. They're families who just don't know how to afford to keep a family because this country is so incredibly poor and there's no social security. So, you know, what Geraldine is doing, I just feel so totally helpless. And if I can raise any visibility for these wonderful children, then my job's to help her do that.
Catherine, lovely to talk to you. Perhaps you could hand the phone to Margaret now?
Certainly. Thanks for talking to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Genevieve.
Oh, Margaret, hello. Tell me, are you also... I'm very well. Are you also a little bit overwhelmed by the scene that's met you at the children's home?
Yeah, I don't know that I can actually talk very long because I'm just hit the wall at the moment and I am very emotional. I think I might hand it on. But, yeah, Geraldine won't sit still. There's no way in the world I could even dream of painting her. So I've just done lots of sketches of her and just observing her, and I'll work on the painting when I get home, but it's just an amazing experience. And I am really, really am quite overcome at the moment, so I'll pass you on.
Yes, please. Thank you, Margaret.
Sorry, Genevieve, I'm walking out with the phone. Margaret, there's a little cerebral palsy child in the hospital or the infants area, and people might not know that Margaret has a disabled daughter, and she's just been spending some time with the child.
Oh.
So she's a bit overcome at the moment, and that's how I was last night. It's that this place does that to you, but they're not looking for sympathy. They just delight in being alive and in your company. But I'll hand you on to Geraldine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Hi there. How are you?
Geraldine, hello. How are you coping with these women following you around?
Oh, no, they're wonderful. You know, we gelled as soon as we met, and, you know, we've had a really good time.
Now, what are the children making of them?
The children haven't seen much of them yet. They only saw them briefly yesterday when they were returning from their Khmer Year break. So the children will see more of them now in about an hour when they go and watch them in their music, English, computers and sewing class. So from about half an hour from now, the kids will get to know them a bit better.
Geraldine, of course, as Catherine just said, the main thing for you is to raise awareness of the work you're doing and to get as much help as you possibly can.
That's right. Yeah.
And perhaps
It's not easy at the moment with lots of people losing their jobs and so on, and we're losing sponsors because their incomes have been depleted, so it's very hard for all charities at the moment.
And you're really struggling at the children's home?
Getting ready to have to struggle. That's why I'm coming and doing some fundraising in Singapore and Australia. I leave on Wednesday to spend 8 weeks away, and I don't really like to be 8 weeks away.
So tell me what you're doing in Australia. How can we all get involved?
The program is pretty full at the moment. I'm doing the Happiness Conference in Sydney. People can get onto the Happiness Conference website and pay to go along to that. I'm one of a lot of speakers they can see from the website when I'm on there. I'm also doing talks at the University of Western Australia, and I'm doing lots of other talks in women's clubs where the audience is already in the bag, so to speak. But one of the things I would really like to... Just a minute. Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can you just take the dog out, please? We just need... Andrew, because you're in here, can we just take it out? Yep. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry
go on.
About that. The children are coming to the Opera House to perform on the 1st of October this year, and tickets will be on sale through the Opera House box office sometime in June. And it'll be a really inspiring performance because all of these children have come from backgrounds of abuse, neglect, cruelty. Some of them have been tortured, sold, trafficked. And to see these kids from as young as 9 perform and to see their spirits soar through their traditional music and dance is a really an uplifting experience. We've been lucky to have Casey Chambers and Becky Cole offer their talent for the night, and we're hoping to get a few more Australian celebrities that might donate a song to the evening at the Opera House. But people that are listening can get on to the Opera Box Office in June to find out details of the tickets.
Geraldine, that sounds like an absolutely terrific idea, and I know what an impact your work is having on those kids' lives. We'll look forward to hearing how Margaret and Catherine's trip eventuates, and look, thank you so much for the time that you've spent with us today and for telling us about the concert too.
And I've also got very many sponsors who are ABC journalists and people that just work with the ABC, and so I want to say thank you to all the ABC staff that are sponsors as well.
That's great to hear. Geraldine, thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.